Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Mar Hanel Abbas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
Yoma Daf Nun Vov. The Gemara gets involved in the sugya of Breira. Earlier on Daf Nun Heyom and Beis, the Gemara says the reason why, according to Reb Yehuda, there was no shofar for Kinei Chayva is because we're choshish for Chatoas HaMeisos. Maybe someone who put in money for a cane, they died and their money gets a din of Chatoas HaMeisos. And on that the Gemara says, V'niver arbo azuzi v'nishtoi b'mayo, why can't you just take out 4 zuzim? And the Gemara says, this is Tali in Breira, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira. And the Gemara wants to find the Makar where we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira. First the Gemara wants to say, from the case of Shnei Lugim Chani Osid Lahafrish, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of this Eitza, and the Gemara understands it's because of Ein Breira. And that the Gemara is matchik, maybe it's because of Shema Yiboka Hanoid. Now we'll discuss the Mirza Shem a few nekudos in the sugya of Breira. The first thing we'll discuss is a shaila that the Rishonim and Achronim both address. If you hold Ein Breira, and a person tries to make a chalois, which he wants should be nisbar later on, and since that cannot happen because of Ein Breira, do we say that the chalois is not chal bechlau, or is it chal, and it remains a suffix which is not able to be nisbar? For example, our case of Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Lahafrish. Before Shabbos, he says this lashon of Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Lahafrish, and if you hold of Breira, so after Shabbos, he separates the two Lugim, and we say that it's Nisbar L'mafreya, this is what he was mafrish all along. However, if you hold Ein Breira, and he says such a lashon, so is the pshat that right now there are two Lugim of Truma mixed in, and we have no way of determining which are these two Lugim, so the whole thing remains a mixture of Chulin and Truma? Or is the pshat that since Ein Breira, he tried to make a chalois, which he wants should be Nisbar later, it's not Chal Bechlal, and therefore it will remain Tevel? So the Kilas Yaakov, the Stipler, both here in Yuma, Simen Tes Vav, and in Gittin, Simen Yud Tes, he discusses at length this Shiloh, and he quotes Rashi in Chulin Daf Yud Dal Raman Aleph. Rashi says, in this case of Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Lahafrish, if you do not hold of Breira, Rashi says, Osir Lishtois Dechayish Shema Truma Shosa. The chash is that maybe he's drinking Truma. This Rashi is mashma that even if Ein Breira, it was Chal, two Lugim did actually become Truma, and we have no way of knowing what they are, and therefore you cannot drink Bechlal from this barrel because you might be drinking Truma. And the Stipler points out that according to this, it would be no problem for a Kohen to drink from it. A Kohen is allowed to drink Truma. Once we established that it was Chal, the Hafroshas Truma, it's no longer Tevel, so for a Zar, the whole thing is usher to drink because there's Truma mixed in, but for a Kohen, he could drink from the whole thing. However, if we would hold like the other Tzad, that if Ein Breira, so nothing is Chal, it did not become Truma, it remains Tevel and is usher even to a Kohen. A further Nafkamina, the Stipler says, would be, what happens after Shabbos? If you would hold that the Chalois Hafroshas Truma did not take place Bechlal, so after Shabbos, he could try again. Now he could be mafresh truma properly and he'll be able to drink from the rest of the barrel. However, if you hold that the chalois truma was chal, and we're not able to determine what's the bchulin and what's the truma, then he's also to drink everything and there's no way to fix it. He cannot be mafresh truma a second time. There already was a hafreshes truma. And the Stipler goes on to bring rayas from Yishayim. He quotes a Tosfos in Ervin, Lamedzayin Amud Beis, Dibar Maschil Elo Meyato. The case that the Gemara is talking over there, a person has two remainim of Tevel. And he says, Im yedu geshamim, yehei zeh truma al zeh. V'im lo yedu geshamim, yehei zeh truma al zeh. If rain falls, then remain A will become truma, and B will be chulin. If rain does not fall, then remain B will be the truma, and A will become chulin. And Tosfos over there says that if you hold Ein Breira, the weather later on cannot determine which remain is truma, and which one is chulin. This condition that he tried to make only works according to the Mad Omer Yesh Breira. However, Tosfos has two deis. What is the din if you hold Ein Breira? Do we say that nothing is chal, neither one is truma, both of them remain tevel? Or do we say that one of them became truma and the other one became chulin? However, we do not know which is the truma and which is the chulin because of Ein Breira. And therefore Tosfos says according to this tzad, a kohen won't be able to eat them. And the Stipler continues, he has an arichas, he brings many rayas. He quotes the Gemara in Menachos Ayin Ches, which is talking about the din of Lach Me Teida. When one brings a carbon Teida, he brings along with the korban 40 loaves of lechem, and the din is that these lechem become kadosh at the time of the shechita of the teida. He prepares the lechem before, and when he's shechit the korban teida, that's mekadosh the lechem. What happens, the Gemara says, in the case where he prepared 80 loaves of lechem, and he says at the time of shechita that 40 out of the 80 should become kadosh with the shechita. And the Gemara says that 40 do become kadosh, and we don't know which ones they are. And the Stipler proves that even according to the Man Omer, Ein Breira, Rabbi Yochanan is mentioned over there, and he holds Ein Breira, still we see that the din is that 40 are chal, even though we're not able to be mevarer later on which ones they are, but 40 out of the 80 are chal, and we don't say that since Ein Breira, nothing is chal. Another raya he brings from the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Nun Aleph, a person who's Mekadosh Achas Mishtei Achoyos. There are two sisters, and he says he's being Mekadosh one of them. He doesn't designate which one. There also we see that one of them is Mekudeshes, and we have no way of being Mevar which one it is. Here again we see that if Ein Breira, we don't say that the Chalois is not Chal at all. Rather it's Chal, and the Suffolk remains. And the Stiper says an important Yesoid, that there are some cases where everyone would be Maskim that the Chalois is Chal. For example, these last two cases of Lachmei Toida and Mekavdish Achas Mishtei Achoyos, the Stiper says that all Rishonim would be Maskim, then here it's Chal. And the Machlokes Rishonim is only in a case where he, at the time he does the Chalois, he says that he wants to be Mevar later on, what he's doing. For example, the case of Shnei Lugam Shani Osid Lahafish, he tells us clearly that he wants to be Mevar later on. Or like the case of the two Rimonim, he wants that it should be Nisbarer, depending on the rain, which one of the two becomes the Truma. In those cases, the Stiper says there's a Machlokes Rishonim. If Ein Breira, so do we say it's not Chal Bechlal, because that's not what he intended. He intended it should be Chal on one specific one, depending on what's Nisbar later. Or do we say no, that either way it's Chal Misafik and the Safik remains. However, in the case of the Lach Meitoida, or Mekadosh Achas Mishtei Achoyos, he never said originally that he wants it to be Chal on the one which will be Nisbar later. In that case, everyone agrees that it is Chal. But I'll call upon him to come back to our case of Shnei Lugam Shani Osid Lahafrish. Here, Luchar, there would be a Machloikis Rishainim. And like the Stipler brought the Rashi in Chulin Daf Yudalid, that Rashi's mashm that it is Chal. And like we said, therefore a Kain would be able to drink from it. And on the other hand, afterwards you would not be able to do a second Hafrasha, because the first Hafrasha was Chal already. And he quotes the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchas Meiser, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, "Mi shahayloi mea lug shal yain tovol min hatayro, v'omar shnei lugam shani osi lahafish mehen harein truma v'chulu." The Rambam then says, "Lo yaschil v'yishte." He should not begin to drink before he's mafresh it lemaisa. Ela yafresh v'achar kach yishte. Later on, he has to redo the afrosha. Ve'ein ayrim zesh sheiniach besoif keilu nivra tchilo mipnei shachiv trumas lemaisis min hatayro ve'ein ayrim b'shal tayro. Nachshev keilu nivar ad sheyivarer. The Rambam paskins ein breira, and therefore the Rambam says you cannot rely on what you'll separate later until you lemaisa do another hafrasha later on. And the Stipler's medayik that it's mashma from the Rambam, you could do a second hafrasha. If the first hafrasha was chal and were not able to be mevar what's what, how can you redo the hafrasha? The Rambam's mashma that since ein breira and you try to do a hafrasha to be nisbar later on, then nothing is chal. And therefore later on you could redo the hafrasha, and then you'll be able to eat it. And the Stipler quotes from the Sefer Ksenes Pasim, he also makes this deek in the Rambam, that you will be able to do another hafrasha later on. However, the Ksenes Pasim wants to be madchik, that the Rambam means a specific svara here in Hilchos Trumos HaMaisris. The din is that Trumos HaMaisris, we learn from a pasuk of Reishis, it has to be Shireho Nikarim. Meaning there has to be something which is becoming chulin, becoming mutter, at the time of the Hafrasha. And therefore, if you do this Hafrasha, and we hold Ein Breira, everything will remain Aser, this is not called Shireha Nekarim. And therefore, it's not Chal Bechlal, and the Rambam says you're able to do over another Hafrasha. But perhaps in other places, the Rambam would be Maskim, that the Chalois, if you hold Ein Breira, is actually Chal, and it's not able to be Nisbar later on. However, the Stipler argues on this, he says if you look carefully in the Rambam concludes with a Loshen, Ein Aymer B'Shal Torah, Nachshav Kilu Nivar Ad Sheyivar. The Rambam seems to say a general klal, in all Dinei Deraisa that we're not Soymechon Breira, we don't say Kilu Nivar Ad Sheyivar, until he actually separates it. The Rambam is mashma that if you hold Ein Breira, nothing is Chal, And therefore, like the Rambam says, Ad Shivarer, until he redoes the Chalois. Mashmai says that he can't go and redo the Chalois because the first time nothing was actually Chal. So the way the stipler comes out, it would seem to be a Machloikis Rashi and the Rambam. What's the din over here? By the case of Shnei Lugam Shani Osir Lahafrish, if you hold Ein Brera, is it Chal? And therefore the din would be that a Kain would be allowed to drink it. And you would not be able to redo the Hafrasha. It will never become Mutter to Yisrael. According to the Rambam, the Hafrasha was never Chal, and therefore it would be Osir to a Kain. But later on you could redo the Chalois, and then it will become Mutter for everyone to drink. However, the stipler brings a Kasha from Rabbi Kveger on the Rashi that we mentioned before. Kveger is bothered by, how can Rashi say that if you hold Ein Brera, then we're choshish that he might be drinking Chuma? The Chayr, from the words of Remeir in the Braisa, it would seem otherwise. Remeir says, Remeir says that if you do not end up being mafish, if the barrel breaks, then it ends up that he drank Teva l'mafreya. Remeir is saying that even if you hold of Brera, so two Lugim are destined to become the Chuma. Yet still, if they are never set aside as Truma, then the Mafreya, it was Tevel. So too, if you hold Ein Brera. How can we say that there are two Lugim which are Chal as Truma, just we don't know where they are, but since in the end they can never get set aside as Truma, then everything should remain as Tevel. That's Rabbi Kveger's Kasha on Rashi. And the stipler says, Le'anias daiti le'kosha midi. Because he says, if you hold Ein Brera, when he says, Shnei Lugim shani osid lahafish, even though we know that in the end it will never be nisbar where these two lugim are, still those two lugim are oimed lafrosha, the stipler says. Klape shmaya galya, there are two lugim which are here waiting to be hufrash, and that's enough to give them a shame truma and make everything else chulin. However, if you hold yesh beira, the chalois truma that he's making is all based on the fact that he plans on being mevar later, and since yesh beira, we say that what's eventually nisbar was destined all along to be the Truma, and therefore everything else is Chulin. However, just like Yesh Beira can tell us that when he separates Truma later on, this was the Truma that was Oymed all along to be Truma, so too if eventually nothing is Nisbar, the barrel breaks and nothing was set aside as Truma, that too we say Yesh Beira tells us that was destined to happen all along. So we look at it as if all along nothing was going to eventually be separated as Truma, and since the Chalais Truma that he made is dependent on something eventually being Nisbarer. So Breira tells us that Lemafreya nothing was going to be Nisbarer, and everything was Tevel all along. And therefore a mayor who was saying that even if you hold of Breira, still you cannot do this Eitzah, because Shema Yiboka Hanoid. So he says, Eloshen of Nimtza Shoyset Tvalum Lemafreya. However, Rashi, who is going according to the Shita of Ein Breira, Rashi says the problem is that he might end up drinking Chuma. Because if Ein Breira, then it is Chal, and it's a mixture of Truma and Chulin. And the stipler says, this is Meduik in Rashi in Chulin Yedavid Amad Beis. He's explaining over there Shita Shemeir. Rashi says, Hosom Taima Lav Mishum Ein Breira. Really, Yesh Breira. What is the problem? Cheshinan Shem Yiboka Hanoid. And Rashi says, Vehuvrar Sheloi Hoya Osid Lovili Dea Frosha. Veshosa Tvalum Lamafreya. Rashi's Mashma that Breira tells us that it's not Osid Dea Frosha. And therefore it remains Tevel. Now another Nukuda we'll discuss in the Sugya of Breira, which the Rishonim discussed already, and that is, we find Breira, for example, in Er Sugya, Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Lahafrish, he says originally that he's making two Lugim Truma, but he tells us that he's going to separate them later. Or for example, Gemara Gittin Daf Chofei, Amar L'Sofer, K'sev Ged L'Ishti U'L'Ezes She'erza Agarish. He wants to decide later which one of his wives he's going to use this Get to be Magarish. But he says out clearly, Le'ezah She'erze, the one that I will decide later. But what about if he was mafish Shnei Lugim? He just said, Shnei Lugim She'betayich Chavizeh Truma. He didn't say that he's going to separate them later. Or he just told the Sefer, write a get for one of my wives, and he doesn't say that I'm going to decide later which one to use it for. Does Breira help in this case as well? Taisus in Ha'asugyo Diver Mascha Diver Emeir, he's mechadish that Shita Shemeir is that Breira works sometimes but not other times. If he says mitchila that he's going to be mevar later on, then Breira works. But in certain cases, like for example, ha'achem shacholku, brothers who divide a Yerusha, which is mevur in the Gemara, that depending on yesh Breira or ein Breira, they can have a din of yershim or they can have a din of lekuchais. In other words, if you hold yesh Breira, when they eventually divide the Yerusha, we say that each brother got the chelik which was destined for him all along. However, if you hold ein brera, then each brother really had a chelik in the Yerusha which cannot be determined by dividing later. And therefore they get a din of lekuchais, as if they bought off of their brother the chelik that they ended up with. And Tosfos says in that case, Reb Meir does not hold of brera. Because when their father died, there was nothing telling us originally that each brother is yarshining the chelik that they'll eventually decide upon. In that case, Tosfos says Reb Meir does not hold of brera. Now there's a Tosfos rid in Kedushin Daf Nun Aleph. The Mishnah over there is talking about a Mekadesh Achas Mishtei Achoyos. He didn't say La'eza She'ertza Le'mochar. He didn't say I'm being Mekadesh the sister that I will determine later. Rather, he said Stam, I'm being Mekadesh one out of these two sisters. And the Gemara says this is totally in the Machlokes of Kedushin She'eino Mesurin Le'bio. If one is Mekadesh She'isha, who he will not be able to live with, is the Kedushin Chal or not? In this case, when he's Mekadesh Achas Mishtei Achoyos, he did not specify which sister, so each one of them he becomes Osirin. Perhaps he's already married to their sister. So it's a Kedushin She'enim Asurin Labiya. If you hold Kedushin She'enim Asurin Labiya, Havi Kedushin, it doesn't bother us the fact that he cannot live with either one. So one of them is Mekudeshes, and we don't know which one. He'll have to be Megarish both of them. If you hold Kedushin She'enim Asurin Labiya is not a Kedushin, then the Kedushin is not Chal at all. And the Tosfos read over there says, what about if you hold of Beira? Why can't you determine later, let him say later on, that I want to be Mekudeshes to Rachel, and therefore it is Kedushin HaMesurin Labiya. He can determine later on which one he wants, and therefore the Kedushin should surely be Chal. And the Tosfos Rid answers that if he would have said Mitchila, I'm being Mekadesh one of the two sisters, which I'll decide later on which one, then Einich Hanami Brera could work, and he could tell us later on which one he wants to be married to. But since he did not tell us originally that he wants to be Mevayer later on, then Beir does not help, and therefore it's Kedushin She'enim Asurin Labiya. He says another example to this, the case of Lach Meitoida, which we mentioned before. If he says a Loshen, I'm being Mekadesh Arboim Mitoich Shmoinim Chalois, the din is you have to treat all of them as if they have Kedushas Lach Meitoida. And the Tosfos Rid says that even if you'll hold of Beira, he cannot be Mevar later on which one he wants to be the Lach Meitoida. If he would have said originally, I'm being Mekadesh 40, which I'll decide later which ones, then Beira will work. But since he did not say that, then even if you hold of Yesh Beira, he cannot determine later on which ones will be the Lach Meitoida. We mentioned before that Tosfos says something similar to this, that there are those shitas who hold of Beira in cases when he's Mevar Mitchila. However, they don't hold of Beira in cases when he did not say Mitchila that he's going to be Mevar. The Tosfos Rid seems to say that there's no shita who holds that Beira would work in this case. And the Avni Miluim and Simon Mem Aleph Sifkoton Beis brings this Tosfos Rid and he asks a few kashas on him. One kasha he asks from Ma'ar Sugyo. The Gemara says, V'adachshash v'chatos shemesu baleho, that if you hold of Beira, you could take out 4 zuz, and the rest of it will be roi for a carbon. Even though originally, when some of the money got a chalois of chatos hameso, there was nothing telling us that this chalois will be determined later, nevertheless Beira could work over here. He also brings the sugya in Tmura Daf Lamed. The Mishnah over there is talking about the din of Mechir Kelev, that if an animal is traded for a Kelev, it becomes possible to be a carbon. And the Mishnah discusses a case where you have 2 shutfim, they're dividing their property, and 1 shutf, Ruvain, he takes 10 tzloim, 10 sheep. The other shutf, Shimon, he gets 9 sheep and 1 Kelev. And the Mishnah says that the shutif who got the 10 tzloim, Ruvain, all of his sheep are possible to be a carbon. Why is that? Because from the 10 sheep that he got, 9 of them are in exchange for the 9 sheep that his shutif Shimon got. The extra sheep that Ruvain got is in exchange for the kelev that Shimon got. And since we do not know which is the 10th sheep, which is the one that was in exchange for the kelev, so misafik, all of the 10 sheep of Ruvain are possible to be a carbon. And the Gemara is mevur that if you hold yesh beira, Ruvain can take 1 of the sheep and designate it to be the one that was in exchange for the kelev. And then the other 9 will now be roi for a carbon. Now the Chayyim in this case as well, when they originally divided the animals, Ruvain did not say that he'll determine later which one of the sheep will be in exchange for the kelev. How can Beira tell us that later on he could designate 1 if originally he made no mention that he plans on designating 1 at a later point? This is the Avnei Miluim's Kasha on the Tosfos Rid. Now the Stipler here in Numa Simon Tes Zayin discusses this Tosfos Rid. He starts out with the sugyo that we discussed before about Achim Shecholku, The Gemara says that if you hold of Breira, then we give them a din of a Yershim, not of Lekuchais. We say that whatever each brother got was destined for him all along. And the Stipler asks that when the father died and left over a Yerusha, there was nothing in that moment that told us that the Yerusha will later bring this barer. And according to the Tosis Rid, how could Breira help in this case? However, this Kasha, the Stipler answers that since Yerusha is a din Torah, the Torah tells us that when a person dies, the Yerusha is supposed to be divided amongst the sons. That is similar to a Chalois Kinyan, where the Makna was Mefarish. He said clearly that later on it will be Nisbar, who will get each Chalik. And therefore, this is not a Kasha on the Taisus Rid. Even according to the Taisus Rid, we could use Breira over here. However, the other Kashas that the Avni Miluim asks, that would still seem to be Shver on the Taisus Rid. And therefore, the Stipler says another Yusayid. He writes that he found this Yesod also in the Chedushay Reb Shlomo from Reb Shlomo Hayman. It's printed in the back of the Sefer in the Chelik called Hosafos. They say a teretz to answer for the Tosfos Rid to be mechalik between the cases of Chatos HaMeses and Ersugya and Mechir Kelev and Tmura and the cases that the Tosfos Rid is talking about, like Mekadosh Achas Mishtei Achoyos or HaMakdosh Arboim Chalos Miteich Shmoinim. And they say that the cases of the Tosfos Rid, when he originally made a Kedushin to one of two sisters, and he did not determine which one, and he did not even say that I'm going to determine at a later point, in that case, clearly his intention is that it should remain undetermined. And the same is true with Mekadosh Arboim Itoich Shmoinim Chalois. He's coming out to be Mekadosh the Chalois, and he did it in a way which is undetermined. Clearly his Kavanah is that it should remain that way. And therefore, in these two cases, Breira cannot possibly help. Breira cannot be a stira to the original chalais that he made. If his original chalais was dafka in a way which will remain undetermined, how can we change things and make a chalais which is different from his original intention? However, by the case of Achim Shecholku, they're not coming to decide right now which one of the tloyim should be in exchange for the caliph. They're coming to divide all of their property. Reuven gets 10 tloyim, Shimon gets 9 tle and 1 kelev, and even though they don't specify which tle is connected the kelev, that doesn't mean that they want that it should remain undetermined. And therefore, if later on Reuven will say which one of the tloyim is in exchange for the kelev, that won't be seiser anything that he did previously. We never saw earlier his intention that this should remain undetermined. And therefore, as long as it's not a stira, then you could determine later on, even though he did not say originally, Le'eza She'erze. The Tosfos Rid only meant in a case where Breira later on will be Seiser, his original Chalois, that you can't do. But if you don't see from his original Chalois that he does not want it to be determined, then even though he didn't say that he will determine later, there even the Tosfos Rid was masking that you could use Breira. And then the Stipler continues and he says, as far as the Kasha from Ersugya, really you can answer a different Mahalach for the Tosfos Rid, that perhaps he understood, like the Tosfos Yeshonim says in Ersugya, that when the Gemara asks, V'nivra arbor zuzi, the Gemara really means to say that originally, when someone gives money for a cane, he should make a tenai. That if it ends up that one of the people who put in money, they die, and we take out 4 zuzim to throw into the yam, if it ends up being my money, I'm giving it mitchila that it should be for the person who ends up dying. And in exchange, the person died, his money will end up being for me. The Tosfos Yeshonim says this in the sugya because of a different kasha. He was bothered by how can we use Breira, like we spoke in the previous shir on Daf Nun Hei. Breira cannot help when there's already a mixture of Isser veHeter. Just like when Isser falls into Heter, and there's not enough of Heter to be Mevatel the Isser. We don't say that you could randomly take out the amount equivalent to what fell in and assume that this is the Isser. How can you say in Er Sugya that will take out 4 Zuz and assume that this is the money of the person who died? And because this kasha, the Tosfos Yeshonim says that the Gemara means that originally each person, when they put in money, they'll put it in with this tenai. And the Stipler says that you can answer for the Tosfos Rid that he understood the sugya like the Tosfos Yeshonim says. And if so, the kasha of the Avnei Miluim on the Tosfos Rid is not shver. Because in this case, each person did put it in with the tenai. When they're makdush their money, l'shem the kan, and they put it into the shofar, they said mitchila that it will be nisbar later on whether this money really will go to the person who ends up dying. And therefore here the Tosfos Rid will also agree that we could use Breira. Now let's get back to the Avnei Miluim himself. He brought a rayas, not like the Tosfos Rid, that we could use Breira even in a case when you never said originally that you will be mevar later on. And the Avnei Miluim says, how will we answer the kasha of the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid was bothered by why, when a person is Mekadesh, Achas Mishtei Achoyos, the Gemara says that this is totally in the Shail of Kedushin, She'ena Mesurin Lebiyo, and the Tosfos Rid asks, why can he not use Breyer later on to tell us which of the two he wants to be married to? And the Avnei Milurim answers that if you did not say originally, Le'eza She'ertza L'mochar, he didn't say that he'll be Mevar later on, so really Enechanami Breira would be'etzem work even in this case. Even though he never said originally that he will be Mevar later, he should be able to tell us later which one he wants. However, since he did not say anything in the beginning, then we look at the original Chalois as a Chalois which is not Oymeh Lehisbarer. The Chalois is not waiting for Birur, and therefore it's never Chal Mitchila because it's Kedushin She'enem Asurin Lebiyo. The way things stand at the time of the Chalois is that it's a Chalois Kedushin where he'll be Osir to live with her. Since we don't know which one is Mekudeshes, he's Osir to both of them. And therefore Breira cannot help because the original Chalois never took place. However, if he did say Mitchila Le'eza She'ertze Le'mochar, it's a Chalois which is waiting for Birur, so this Chalois is Chal. We don't consider it a Kedushin She'ena Mesurin Lebiyo. Therefore he could use Breira to tell us which one because the original Chalois did take place. And the Avnei Milurim sends us to something that he writes in the Ktzeis HaChoshen, Simin Samach Aleph, Sifkot and Gimel, a similar Svara. By the case of Shnei Lugim Shani Osid LaHafrish, so if we hold Yesh Breira, this works, even though at this moment it's Ein Shireha Nikarim. We mentioned before the din that Truma needs Shireha Nikarim, there has to be something which becomes Chulin and is Mutter to eat. This case, the Ktzeis says, is not a problem of Ein Shireha Nikarim, because we see from the beginning already that eventually two lugam will be hufrash and the rest will be mutter. But if you did not say shnei lugam shani osid lahafrish, he just said a lashon shnei lugam betoicha truma. He didn't say that he eventually plans on separating it. In this case, really, be'etzem, you should be able to rely on Breira. Like we said, he holds not like the Tosfos Rid. This case, Breira works as well. However, he says for a different reason it doesn't work. Because in this case, when he didn't say Shani Osid Lahafish, it has a din of Ein Shireha Nikarim. Right now, the way things stand, there's Truma here, and we don't see any plans in the future to separate the Truma. Therefore, everything has a din of Ein Shireha Nikarim, and therefore, Lamaisa, the Truma does not work. And that's the reason we only talk about a case of Shnei Lugam Shani Osid Lahafish. If you do not use this Lashon of Shani Osid Lahafish, the Truma is not Chal, but not because we can't use Breira. Rather because it has a din of Ein Shireha Nikarim. And the Avnei Milurim concludes with a Chiddush. He says, according to this, if you hold like the Shittos, that Kedushin She'enei Mesurin Lebiyo Havi Kedushin, the Kedushin is Chal even though he'll be Osir Bebiyo to each one of the sisters, but once it's Chal, then we could use Breir later on and he could choose one sister. Even though he did not say Le'iza She'ertze Le'machar, Breir nevertheless works in this case. Only if you hold Kedushin She'enei Mesurin Lebiyo Lo Havi Kedushin, it's not Chal Bechlal, then Breir can't help us. But once it is Chal, if you hold like the Shita's Kedushin, She'enem Asurim Lebiya Havi Kedushin, then we could use Breir later on to be Mevar which one of the sisters he wants to be married to. Now just to summarize the Klolim of Breir that we spoke about, the first Nidin that we spoke about was according to the Man Omar Ein Breira. Do we say that the original Chalois cannot take place Bechlal because it will not be able to be Nisbar later? Or do we say that it is Chal and it remains a Sofik? We brought the Rashi in Chulin that says, by the case of Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Lahafrish, according to the Mandomer Ein Breira, the Chashash is that he'll drink Truma. That's mashmur that the original Chalois is Chal, and it's not able to be Nizbar. We brought a Toysus in Irvin, who has two Shitais in this Shaila, by the case of the two Rimanim. And we brought the Rambam that the Stipler says is Muchach, that he holds the Chalois is not Chal at all, because the Rambam says a Loshen that we cannot use Breira, and therefore it's not Nivar Ad Shehu Yivar. That's mashmur that nothing was Chal and he could redo the Chalois. And we said a Yisoid from the Stipler that in certain cases everyone's maskim the Chalois is Chal. In case where he never said he wants it to be Chal on one specific thing, rather somewhere within the mixture, like for example the case of 40 Chalois out of 80, or the case of Achas Mishtei Achoyes, there Lekul Yalma it's Chal and we're not able to be Mevar which one. The Machlokes is only in a case where he wants it to be Chal on one specific thing, which he wants should be Nisbar at a later point. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, since Ein Breira, and it won't be able to be Nisbar later on, perhaps it's not Chal Bechlal. And we added a Svar from the Kilas Yaakov to answer Reb Kveger's Kasha, that if you hold Yesh Breira, then by the case of Shnei Lugam Shani Osid Lahafrish, if in the end the barrel broke and nothing was separated, There, Breira tells us that mitchila it was never oimed lahafrosha, and everything will remain tevel. The second point we discussed, if you hold yesh Breira, is that even in a case where he did not say mitchila, that he plans on it being nisbar later on. We said the Tosfos Rid, who holds that Breira cannot work in this case, and therefore by the case of the Mem Chalos Mitoich Shmeinim, or the Achas Mishtei Achoyos, if he didn't tell us mitchila that he wanted to be determined later on, Breira cannot work. We asked a number of kashas on this, from the case of Chatoyos HaMeses in Er Sugyo, from the Mishnah in Tmura, by Mechir Kelev. We said that the Stipler, as well as Rav Shlomo Hyman, they understood the Tosfos Rid, that he doesn't mean that in all cases, the only way Breira could work is if mitchila, it was told to us that the chalais will be nisbar later. The Tosfos Rid just meant in a case where if you use Breira, it will be a stira to the original chalais, there we cannot use Breira. Avner Miluim understood the Tosfos Rid means in all cases, if the chalais mitchila was not oimed nisbar, there was nothing telling us that it will be nisbar, we cannot use Breira. And finally, we said the yisoid of the Avner Miluim, that even though Breira does work, even in cases where mitchila, we did not say that it will be nisbar, but in some cases it will make a difference if he told us mitchila that it will be nisbar. Like, for example, the case of Kiddushin, if he was Mekadesh, Achas, Mishtei, Achoyes, and he didn't say, Le'iza, She'etz, Le'machar, we could encounter a different problem of Kiddushin, She'enim, Asurin, Le'biya. Only by saying, Le'iza, She'etz, Le'machar, we get around that problem. And similarly, by a case of Truma, if you didn't say Shnei Lugam Shani Osir Lehafish, we encounter the issue of Ein Shireh on Yikarim. Now the Gemara in Amud Beis continues, V'hashta de'amina l'Rabbi Yehuda ein Breira, Hoksive Islay. Now that we proved that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira, the reason why there was no Shefer for Kinei Chayva is because we don't have Breira to take care of the problem of Chatoyas HaMeseis. But really Rabbi Yehuda does hold of Ksiva. As the Gemara brought earlier on in Hayim and Beis, from the Shisha Shefa Yisrael in Adava, you see Rabbi Yehuda holds Ksiva works. So the Gemara now gets back to ask, so why does Ksiva not help to make sure the Kohen Gadol does not confuse the two Kanim? On that the Gemara answers, Mishum Chosha the Kohen Gadol, here the Kohen Gadol is weak, and he won't pay attention to the Ksiva. And the Gemara continues, Del Eloi Teima Hochi, Beloi Ksiva Nami Hai Nofish V'Hai Zutar, the Dam of the Par was a lot more than the Dam of the Sire. And the Gemara Behemshach says another svara, Hai Chiver v'Hai Sumok, the blood of a par is redder than the blood of a sire, and therefore the Gemara says it must be because of Choshur the Kohen Gadol. Now the Gemara does not tell us, according to the Rabbanon, that there were two Kanim. Is the pshat that they had to rely on Ksiva, and the two Kanim said on them, par and sire, or do the Rabbanon not hold of this chash of Choshur the Kohen Gadol, and they did not have to come on to the Ksiva? We could rely on Hai Nofish v'Hai Zutar, or Hai Chiver v'Hai Sumok. And in the Sefer Lekutei Halachos from the Chofetz Chaim, he says as a Dover Poshet, that the Rabbanon are not Choshish, the Kohen Gadol will get mixed up, because of these reasons, Hai Nofish v'Hai Zutar, Hai Chivar v'Hai Sumok. They're not Choshish, the Chosh of the Kohen Gadol, and therefore we do not have to come on to Ksiva. Now the Gemara Behemshech brings Ahud de Nachis, Kamei de Rava, there was a Shliach Tzibur, who davened in front of Rava, Omar Yotzav v'Nichay Al-Kan Sheni Shebeheichal, Notol Damapar v'Niach Damasoyer. He said that there were two Kanim, yet at the same time he said that the Kohen Gadol first took the Dama Par and then put down the Dama Sayer. And Rava said to him, Chodok Rabbanon v'chodok Rabbi Yehuda. If you're saying there are two Kanim, that's like the Rabbanon, then why do you say Notol Dama Par v'niach Dama Sayer? That's like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Siach Yitzchak over here explains what exactly was this toast of the Shliach Tzibur. And the Siach Yitzchak says, if we look back in the Lashon of the Mishnah, after the Kohen Gadol did the Hazois of the Par and the Sayer, Lifnai Lufnim, so the Mishnah says, Yotzav v'inichay al-kan hazov, ha-sheni shebeheichal, Rabbi Yehuda oimer lo ha-yosham el-kan echod. Tanakama said that he put it down on the second kan, Rabbi Yehuda said there was only one kan, and then the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Notol dam ha-par v'iniach dam ha-soyer. So the correct chat in the Mishnah, which is the way Rava understood, is that this is a continuation of the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is saying there was only one Kan, and therefore first the Kohen Gadol had to pick up the Dam HaPar, and then put down the Dam HaSoyer. However, there is another option of reading the Mishnah, and this is the way the Shliach Tzibur, in front of Rava, this is how he understood. When it says the words, Notol Dam HaPar v'niach Dam HaSoyer, this is not a continuation of the words of Rabbi Yehuda, rather this is Lekuli Alma. Even according to the Tanakhama, that there were two Kanim, first the Kohen Gadol picked up the Dam HaPar, and then he put down the Dam HaSoyer on the other Kan. And the Siach Yitzchak points out that there would be a mashmois in the Mishnah like this, from the Hemshech of the Mishnah, after the Kohen Gadol did the Hazois on the Pareches with the Dam HaPar, The Mishnah continues, not al dam ha-soyer, v'hiniach dam ha-par. Why would the Mishnah continue with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? If this is Tali in the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, it should have continued with the Shita of the Rabbanon, that first he put down the dam ha-par, and then he picked up the dam ha-soyer. This would be mashmah that even according to the Rabbanon, first the Kohen Gadol picks up the dam ha-soyer, and then he puts down the dam ha-par. And therefore, earlier in the Mishnah as well, after the Hazois on the Pareches from the Dam HaSoyer, first the Kohen Gadol picks up the Dam HaPar, and then he puts down the Dam HaSoyer, even according to the Rabbanon. Now the Siach Yisra continues, what would be the advantage of doing it this way, as opposed to first putting down the Dam that he finished with, and then picking up the Dam that he's about to do the Hazah? And he explains, because of the Inyan of Chiv of Mitzvah, there shouldn't be a moment that his hands do not have some of the Dam in them. Therefore, even before he puts down the dam that he's finished with, he picks up the dam that he's going to use. And further, he adds, Mitzvah habol yodei al tachmitzeno, as soon as the Kohen Gadol gets to the dam that he has to now use, he picks it up immediately, even before he gets a chance to put down the dam that he's finished with. And the Siach Yisra compares this to the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Psachim. The Mishnah over there is describing how they brought all their Korbanis Pesach, and it says that there was a line of Kehanim who passed the dam from the place where the Shechita was done until the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah describes how they passed the full Kelim, the Kelim that still had dam that had to go on the Mizbeach, and they also passed back the empty Kelim. And the Mishnah describes, Mekabalas Hamolei Umachzer Esareikon. First the Kohen accepted the full Kli, and then he passed back the empty Kli. Since the full Kli had an Inyan of Chiv of Mitzvah, it was a Mitzvah that was not yet done, that takes precedence to returning the empty Kli, which was a Mitzvah that had been done already. And so too over here, the Kohen Gadol first picks up the Kli, which now will be used for Hazah, and then he puts down the Kli, which he's finished with. This is the way the Siach Yitzchak explains the Tois of the Shliach Tzibor. However, it would seem to be difficult to understand if the Kohen Gadol is first picking up the Kli that was to be used for the next Hazah, and then he puts down the Kli which he's finished with, why would you need two Kanim? One Kan should suffice. And the Chari, you have to say that by having one Kan designated specifically for the Dam of the Par, and one Kan specifically for the Dam of the Soyer, this would help to make sure the Kohen Gadol does not get things mixed up. Now what does Rava hold? Rava told the Shliach Tzibor that according to the Rabbanon, first you put down the Dam HaSoyer, and then you pick up the Dam HaPar. Each time the Kohen Gadol first puts down the Dam that he's finished with, and then he picks up the other Dam. Now what is the Maila in doing it this way? So the Siach Yitzchak explains, Mishum Chosha the Kohen Gadol. We don't want the Kohen Gadol to have to hold both Kelim at the same time. It's easier for him to first put down the Kli that he's finished with, and then pick up the other Kli. And the Siach Yitzchak adds further, if he'll pick up the second Keli and have both of them in his hand at the same time, it's easier for him to get confused, and perhaps he'll put back down the dam that he just picked up, instead of putting down the dam that he's finished with. In other words, even the Rabbanon are somewhat concerned about mixing up the dam HaPar and the dam HaSoyer. We don't rely totally on the difference in color or the difference of the amount of dam. And therefore, first he puts down the dam that he's finished with, and then he picks up the other dam. Now it's not clear from the Siach Yitzchak, why is it more of a chashash that he'll get mixed up if both Kelim are in his hand at the same time, that perhaps he'll put back down the Kli that he just picked up? What about if he first puts down the Kli that he's finished with, both of the Kelim now are on the Kanim, there also he could get mixed up and pick up the Kli that he just finished with instead of the next Kli. And the Chari, you have to say that the Siach Yitzchak means, since one of the Kanim was Miyuchad for the Par, and one was miyuchad for the soyer, so there is some hecker for the Kohen Gadol to know which one he's picking up. As opposed to if they're both in his hands at the same time, then there's more of a chashash that he'll put back down the dam that he just picked up, as opposed to the dam that he's finished with. It would seem that this is what the Siach Yisrog means. However, according to this, it would be difficult to understand the machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda was chayshish that the two kelim will get mixed up. And therefore he said it's better to make one kan, because if there'll be two kanim, and first he'll put down the dam that he's finished with, or chayshish will go and pick up the dam that he just finished with, as opposed to the next dam. And therefore it's better to have one kan, and then he'll have to first pick up the dam that he's going to use now, and then there's less of a chash that he'll get mixed up. And according to the Rabbanon, it's the exact opposite. We're saying that it's better for him to first put down the dam that he's finished with, because when they're both on the kanim, there's less of a chash that he'll get mixed up. It's not mistaber that they argue which is more of a chash for the Kohen Gadol to get mixed up. However, if you go with the other mahalach of the Siach Yitzchak, there's a different reason why we want the Kohen Gadol to first put down the Kli which he's finished with, Mishum Chosho, the Kohen Gadol, we wanted to make it easier for the Kohen Gadol, then it's very understandable, the Machlaikas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. Everyone agrees that there's more of a chash to get mixed up if they're both on the Kanim, as opposed to if they're both in the hands of the Kohen Gadol. But the Rabbanon are concerned more about the Chosho, the Kohen Gadol, they're less concerned about getting mixed up with the Kalim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds the opposite, he holds we're more concerned about mixing up the Kalim than we are about the Chosho of the Kohen Gadol. But Akoponim, these are the two reasons the Siach Yitzchak says why we'd rather the Kohen Gadol first put down the dam that he's finished with and then pick up the other dam. However, we'll see there seems to be a third reason. Rabbi Kveger over here in the Gilyan Ashas is Mitzayin Amogen Avram in Or HaChaim Simen Kuf Mem Zayin Sifkot and Yud Aleph. It's in Hilchas Kriya Sefer Torah, and the Mechaber over there in Sif Ches is talking about what to do on a day when we have Kriya Satayra from two Sifrei Torah. The Mechaber says, "B'yom sheyesh bo shnei sifrei Torah, lo yiftechu hasheni v'lo yasuru hamape ad sheyiglalu harishon." We don't open up the second sefer Torah before we roll up the first sefer Torah. And the Ramah continues, "Hago ve'in mesalken harishono ad shekvar hinichu hashniyo al hashulchan." You don't take away the first sefer Torah until you first put down on the bima the second sefer Torah. Shelo yisichu daitan v'yiu pnuyim min hamitzvah. So that the tzibur should not be mesiach das from the mitzvah. And then the Rama says, "Umaytzin shnei svarim ka'achas, v'tayufsin b'sheinis ad achar shekaru b'rishayna." Originally, when you take out the Sefer Torah from the Orin, you take both of them out at the same time, and one person holds the second Sefer Torah until they're ready to read from it. The Magen Avraham over here quotes Adarkei Moshe, who brings b'shem the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says not to take out of the Orin both Sefer Torah at the same time, rather to take out the second Sefer Torah after you already put back the first Sefer Torah. And the Darkei Moshe continues, V'onu ein min hagenu kein el maitzin shnei mabas achas. The Darkei Moshe says, our minig is not like this, Yerushalmi. We do take out both Sefer Torah at the same time, which is what the Ramah writes over here in the Haggah. Now the Magen Avraham over here asks two kashas on the Ramah. Firstly, why is it that we don't do like the Yerushalmi? Why is our minig to take out both Sefer Torah? And secondly, that which the Ramah says, Ein misalken harishena ad shekvar hinichu hashniya, that first you put the second Sefer Torah down on the bima, and then you take away the first Sefer Torah. The Magen Avraham asks, from Er Sugi and Yuma, Rava told the Shliach Tzibur that the correct way to say it is that first the Kohen Gadol put down the Dam HaSoyer, and then he picked up the Dam HaPar. In other words, first you have to finish and put down the mitzvah that you were busy with, and then you go and pick up the second mitzvah. So too here as well, we should first put away the Sefer Torah that we finished reading, and then put down on the bima the second Torah that we're going to read from. And then the Magen Avraham brings b'shem the Hagois min Hagim, that the proper way to do it is like the Ramah says, you don't take away the first Sefer Torah until you put down the second Sefer Torah. And he brings a right to this from the Gemara Pesachim that we mentioned before. The Kohanim, when they pass the dam of the Korban Pesach, mekabel hamalai u'machzir harekon. First he accepts the dam which still needs hazah, and then afterwards he gives back the empty kli. So too over here, first we should take out the Sefer Torah that we are going to use, and then put away the Sefer Torah that we're finished with. And then the Magen Avraham continues, and he says that we can answer the kasha that he asked from the Gemara in Yuma. The reason why the Kohen Gadol first puts down the Dam HaSoyer, which he's finished with, and then he picks up the Dam HaPar, because if you do the other way, he would pick up the Dam HaPar, he would have to pick it up in his left hand. And therefore it's better for him to first put down the Dam HaSoyer, then he could pick up the Dam HaPar with his right hand. However, the Gemara in Pesachim, the Magen Avraham says, there, the kli that was empty, the Kohen can always hold it with his left hand. So he's first mekabel the malay with his right hand, and then he gives back the reikon with his left hand. However, Ergamah and Yuma, both of them have dam, both of them are meleim, so the Kohen Gadol was holding the dam hasor with his right hand, and he wants to pick up the dam hapar, he won't be able to pick up with his right hand unless he first puts down the dam hasor. So the Magen Avraham is saying a different reason to the point that the Siach Yitzchak addressed, why is it that we're makbid dafka for the Kohen Gadol to first put down the Dam HaSoyer and then pick up the Dam HaPar? The Magen Avraham is saying because we wanted to pick it up with his right hand. However, there seems to be a machlokes what exactly the Magen Avraham means. Why are we makbid that he should pick it up with his right hand? The Machlokes HaShekel explains that the Kohen Gadol was holding the Dam HaSoyer with his right hand, he says, because all avodah has to be done with Yamin. And further he adds, since the kli that held the dam, the mazrik, it was full, it's easier for the Kohen Gadol to hold it in his right hand. If he'd hold it with his left hand, perhaps he would spill some of it. And therefore, when he wants to pick up the dam HaPar, we want he should pick it up with his right hand, so therefore we tell him to first put down the dam HaSoyer, and then pick up the dam HaPar. It would seem that the Machzitz HaShekel himself was mesupik about this svara that he has to hold it with his right hand because it's an avoda. He has to add a second svara that he wants to hold it with his right hand to make it easier for him. The Levushei Srad does not mention anything about avoda b'yamin. He only says this svara that we want to make it easier for the Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen Gadol was holding the Dhamma Sar with his right hand, and we want that he should be able to pick up the Dhamma Par with his right hand as well, to make it easier for him. So first he puts down the Dhamma Sar, and then he picks up the Dhamma Par, as opposed to the Gemara Psachim, where the Kohanim were Mekabel, the Malay, and returned the Rekom. There the Rekom was not heavy, it was empty, so they could hold it b'smoil. Now let's go back to the Machzitz HaShekel. He had it sad to say that the Kohen Gadol has to be holding the Dhamma Sar with his right hand because he's doing an Avodah. And therefore, for the same reason, we want that he should pick up the Dhamma Par with his right hand. That's also an Avodah. And we have to understand, is this actually an Avodah or not? What are the two tzadim over here, whether this is considered an Avodah and he has to do a B'yamin? So the Migdash David in Simin Chov Dalet, Sif Katon Hei, he does not bring this Magen Avram, but he on his own has a Shiloh. When the Kohen Gadol brings the Dhamma Par, or the Dhamma Sar, out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he brings it out of the Pareches and he puts it down on the Kan, is this considered Avodas Hailocha? In general, when a Kohen brings Dham to the Mizbeach, the place where he's going to do the Zrika, that's an Avodah. It's Hailocha and it has certain dinim. It has to be done by Yamin. If he has Machsheves Pigel while he's carrying it, the carbon becomes Pigel. Now here the Mikdash Tovet has a Sofik, when the Kohen Gadol is leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the dam eventually has to get to the Heichal, where the Kohen Gadol will do the next Hazah on the Pareches. So on one hand, this Lecher should be considered Avodah Sailocha. He's bringing it out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the place where he's going to be doing the next Hazah. However, on the other hand, he's not doing the Hazah now. He's putting it down on the Kan, and only later he's going to pick it back up. Perhaps this is not considered an Avodah Sailocha. Maybe he's just taking it out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim because he's finished using it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He takes it back out. But it's not considered a hilocha to the next Mokim Zrika. That's the Sofik of the Migdash David. However, he says that one thing is for sure, that picking it up from the Kan, that is surely an Avodah. That's Avodah Sailocha. When the Kohen Gadol picks it up from the Kan to go do Zrika with it, that's the first step to bringing it towards the place where he's going to do the Zrika. That's surely an Avodah. And therefore the Migdash David says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there was only one Kan, and the Kohen Gadol will surely have to use both hands if he's putting down the Dhamma Sar and picking up the Dhamma Par to be Maza on the Pareches. He should pick up the Dhamma Par with his right hand and put down the Dhamma Sar with his left hand. Because picking up the Dhamma Par is surely an Avodah, as opposed to putting down the Dhamma Sar, which perhaps is not an Avodah. And if we're Choshesh that also is considered an Avodah, bringing the Dhamma Sar closer to the Pareches, where he's going to use it later on for the next Hazah, that's also a Hailocha, then the Kohen Gadol should make sure that when he comes to the Kan, he should put the Dhamma Sar in his left hand, and he should stand between the Kan and the Pareches. And therefore, when he's putting it down on the Kan, he's not bringing it closer to the Pareches, he's bringing it further from the Pareches, and therefore that surely is not part of Hailocha. So again, the Migdash David is assuming that picking up the Dham from the Kan, that's surely an Avodah that has to be done by Yamin. Putting down the Dham on the Kan, that perhaps is not an Avodah. Now let's go back to the Magen Avraham, who was going in the Shita of the Rabbanon, not in Rabbi Yehuda. And the Magen Avraham says that the Kohen Gadol was holding the Dhamma Sar b'yamin, and therefore we want him to first put down the Dhamma Sar, so that he could pick up the Dhamma Par also b'yamin. We said the Machzitz HaShekel had it sad to say that the Magen Avraham means that he's holding a b'yamin because it's an Avodah. According to this Tzad of the Machzitz HaShekel, putting down the Dham on the Kan is also an Avodah, and it needs b'yamin. And that's why we want him to first put down the dam that he's holding, so that he could put down the dam b'yamin and also pick up the next dam b'yamin. However, we should point out that if he has to do both b'yamin, there's no other solution, then how are we going to explain the shita of Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that there was only one Kan, the Kohen Gadol has to use both of his hands. He's going to have to either put down the dam b'smoil or pick up the other dam b'smoil. And it's not mistaber to say that Rabbi Yehuda argues on this very point, and he holds there's no avodah going on here, and the Kohen Gadol could use his left hand. The Machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is about a different point, whether Rechoshesh the Kohen Gadol will get mixed up, not about whether the Kohen Gadol could use his left hand or not. And the truth is, if we look carefully in the Magen Avraham, the lashon of the Magen Avraham is, Efshar Lomar Shem Notal Dhamma Par Tzarech Litol B'Smoil. If the Kohen Gadol will first pick up the Dhamma Par, he'll have to pick it up with his left hand. It's better for him to first put down the Dhamma Sar so that he could pick up the Dhamma Par b'yamin. Now, firstly, the mashmais of the Magen Avraham is that if he will not put down the Dama Sayer, he'll pick up the Dama Par while he's still holding the Dama Sayer, then he'll pick up the Dama Par with his left hand. We wouldn't say that he should transfer the Dama Sayer into the left hand and pick up the Dama Par with his right hand. And the Magen Avraham continues, it's better not to do this. Mutav lehaniach Dama Sayer tchila kadei sheyit lei biyamin. It's better to first put down the Dama Sayer so that he could pick up the Dama Par with his right hand. The Mashmais is that even if he will pick up the Dama Par with his left hand, it will be kosher. He doesn't say that we must do this, if not it's a problem of doing Avodah Sailocha Bismoil. This Sukhar would be mashmah not like the Mikdash David, that even picking up the Dam with the left hand would not pass all the Avodah. The Mikdash David seemed to say that picking up the Dam from the Kan is surely an Avodah and it must be done by Yemin. And the Magen Avraham will really need a Hesber, what is the Pshat? Why is picking up the Dam from the Kan not considered an Avodah?
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.